Well, it is time to look at some good news happening around the world. We are inundated with bad news, death and destruction all around us. Many people tune out of the news because all of it is bad and depressing. But here at Weekend Breakfast, we are trying to change that. We want to talk about the good news. And joining me in the studio to discuss some good news is producer Marlene. Welcome back, Marlene.
Thank you. Good morning.
So what are we looking at?
All right. So let's start off by talking. We were talking before you mentioned coal. We've got some good news in terms of the environment.
Oh, wow.
Green sea turtles are doing well. Their numbers are increasing and they're healthy.
Doesn't that just melt your heart?
It does. Mm. So their numbers are adding up. They just did this research from the Monterey Bay Aquarium in California, and they were counting all the numbers around the islands, and they found that the numbers are actually really surprisingly quite large, giving you an idea of like the high density. The area of a football field, there'll be 20 green turtles in that area. So that's really good from...
That is good.
An endangered species.
Especially because most turtle news that we get is, this is the last turtle. He's 100 years old and he can't mate, so they're all dead.
Yeah.
So that's a good
bit
of turtle news.
This one's good, yeah.
Very happy about that.
Okay, we've got another one that's really going to pull on your heartstrings.
Oh, yeah.
So this one is about a deaf puppy that is getting sign language lessons after being adopted by a man who is also deaf.
What? How is that going to work?
I was actually quite perplexed because you can't, like, it's not really common to see an owner with their dog getting them to sit with sign language.
No, but and dogs generally aren't that dexterous either. Mm. So how is that going to work?
Apparently this dog is deaf, but it also had, like, quite a few other diseases. And the animal shelter that had the dog was like calling out on Facebook saying, someone please adopt this dog. And this man kind of was really quite struck by the story. And he said he's gotten the dog to sit, lay down, stay, come, and they're currently working on shake.
Wow.
All in sign language.
That's very impressive. Dogs are smarter than we think they are.
I think so.
Another bit of good news.
Another bit. Okay, we've got some more. We've got Ireland has been named the most generous country in the world by the GoFundMe site.
Oh, right. Okay. That's interesting.
Apparently it's Irish. I didn't know GoFundMe was from Ireland.
Neither did I. I hadn't done any research into GoFundMe, but it's good that the Irish people are giving a lot. Do we know what they're giving to?
So it's just generally across the board and all different cases. They're giving, apparently they've raised £30 million by 500,000 people since the launch of the website 3 years ago.
Good stuff, Ireland. They've got a lot of good stuff going on at the moment. Their prime minister's very vocal. He's a gay man. It's all happening in Ireland.
It's going well. Yeah. Very generous, apparently.
And it's much better than their old friends the Brits are going down south.
Well, we want to focus on the good news.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm ruining the segment.
No.
What other good news have we got, Marlene?
Okay, we've got... All right, over to Scotland. There are two entrepreneurs who are aiming to go global with their hope to replace palm oil using coffee waste.
See, this is another good news story out of the UK. I didn't think this was going to happen. I won't torpedo good news again, but go on. How is this going to work?
So apparently they extract the oil from the used coffee grounds, which can be used in different things like food, hospitality. But apparently the reason they got this idea was from working at a coffee shop and just seeing the amount of waste. Like 60% of waste from a cafe is just coffee grounds.
Yeah, I worked in hospitality for a while. It wasn't coffee, but most hospitality jobs, you sit there and you're like, how is this okay?
Yeah,
like
the waste.
I worked in a pub and in the kitchen we just throw out so much food and it's just like, why on earth are we doing this?
It's crazy.
You leave the pub and someone who's hungry asks you for money or something, and it's like, why don't we join the dots?
Yeah, I know. You know? Well, actually, like, they've had policies in, I think it was France or something, where they've made, like, it legal, like, they've made laws where companies have to give their food waste. Like, they can't just throw it out.
Yeah.
So it'd be cool if we had something like that here, instead of seeing, like, all this waste from different companies.
Yeah, and it just seems like such an easy thing to do. Like, maybe some entrepreneur needs to pick it up. Or maybe, this is an evil thing to say, maybe the government should do it.
No.
I know, big government.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a scary concept. Mm. Wow, so there is some good news. And it is a good illustrator of why we do this segment that I couldn't even get through 5 minutes without bringing up some bad news. But those are some great ones.
It's only to rise up the good news so it looks in better light.
Looks even better, yeah. Well, it's a great segment. And Marlene, I thank you so much for sharing some good news, especially about the turtles. Producer Marlene talking about some good news happening around the world.